afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Rock Solid, your comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. My name is Pat Francis.
My name is Gary Lucy, and that is
Matt Belknap.
And we hope you guys will all have a wonderful Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow.
Yeah, that's
dropping this one early so you guys can listen to some rock while you're cooking that turkey.
That's
you're
right.
You're welcome.
Baste it and rock. Baste and roll.
Brine it.
Keep trying.
Brine and roll.
Butter under the skin. Cook it upside down.
Rock and slice.
Deep fry.
Flip the script on that turkey.
I would love to taste deep fried turkey sometime.
I bet it's not that interesting.
I like to, I would like to have, not a turducken, but maybe like a turparrot.
I've had turducken before.
Oh.
And as gross as it sounds, it is that delicious.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
It is.
Fair enough.
Are you going to do that for Thanksgiving this week?
No. We're going to my sister-in-law's down in Venice, and we're gonna eat her Brussels sprouts. Not a euphemism.
Thank God.
So that's all. That's all. That's our show.
Thanks for listening. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
People were probably thinking that we're going to play songs with birds in the title.
Birds.
or songs with thanks or giving. That would have been good.
I will tell you one thing. I will be playing a couple of turkeys. That's for sure. But before I think, Gary, you have a game, but before we do that, I have a new music roundup. I have two songs by a band that's celebrating its 50th anniversary this year.
50th anniversary?
We're talking about the Rolling Stones.
Oh,
dear God.
They have they just had a greatest hits package come out, because we need that, guys. Thanks. You only have 9 of them and 17 live albums. But they did take the time to record 2 new tracks, which is always, you're always like, oh boy, what are those going to be like? But I got to say, these are pretty good, and one, I think, is really good. So I'm going to play the one that's pretty good, and then the one that's really good. Does that even make sense? One's good and one's great.
Let's just play them, and then we'll decide.
All right. Yeah. Well, this first one is Doom and Gloom.
That's not too shabby.
No, that's pretty good for, these guys are almost 70.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the great thing about iTunes is you're going to be able to buy both of these songs. You won't have to go out and buy all the songs you own already. But if you don't own any songs, then I would say go buy the new greatest hits, which is called Grrr.
G-R-R-R.
With the crazy gorilla with
the lips.
Lips logo. Okay, so that's Doom and Gloom. And this one's called One More Shot. I think they're both equal.
That's got a cool guitar sound.
Yeah, that's got like a that's got more of a that sounds more like a what do I want to say, like a Let It Bleed, Beggar's Banquet kind
sure.
of feel. And the Doom and Gloom has more of an updated, more recent Stones vibe. But the audio on the One More Shot might not be that great, because I stole that from YouTube. But okay. Doom and Gloom is actually an audio file from iTunes. But yeah, hey, that's 50 years on of a recorded career. That's pretty good, I think.
Not too shabby.
No, not too shabby.
It'll be out by the time that this drops, but that Crossfire Hurricane on HBO, like it looks, it's new Stones documentary.
Oh, yeah. When does that air?
It looks good. The 14th, I believe, or the 15th.
Of November?
Yes.
I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, that's, I've been on a album spree. I was looking at that GUR, but I got these songs, but
yeah.
I got that new Band of Horses is good, and Miguel, and Ben Gibbard's solo album. Tons of good stuff.
Cool.
Yeah. Got the new PFT album. That's very good.
Paul F. Tompkins?
Yeah, that's one of ours. Check it out.
I'm thinking about taking one of those when I leave this room today.
Help yourself. It's,
well, take a couple then.
Yeah, it's called Laboring Under Delusions, live in Brooklyn. It's Paul telling stories about all the shitty jobs he's had in his life before being a stand-up comedian.
I love Paul F. Tompkins. I love all his albums. What is it, Impersonal?
Mm-hmm.
The other one's called Squiddly Diddly.
And you just missed a little bit.
Oh, what's the second one
Freak
called?
Warf.
Freak Warf.
That's right. That's right. It's called SpongeBob Tom Pants.
All those.
I don't know what it's called. But both of his comedy albums are great, and I am hoping this one's awesome too. I'm sure it is.
It is. It's a double album.
Double!
Two discs of...
Oh, I know. Yeah. One disc is him sober, and the second disc is him high.
No? You're thinking of Doug Benson.
Oh, that can't be correct. Gary, you got a game.
Yes, I do. We've all heard of math.
Matt
rock.
Just clapped the mic.
I did. Weirdly tried to clap and caught the cord in my hands.
But we've all heard of math rock, right? You know, yeah.
Are you talking like multiplication rock?
It's
like schoolhouse rock, the math section.
It's
can't say multiplication.
It's a genre of music with weird time signatures.
Okay.
Yeah. But this is going to be some rock math.
Oh shit!
And I tried to cater this towards Pat a little bit, get some things there. But Matt, feel free to jump in here with this. I'm going to describe an album with a number in its title, two albums with numbers in their title. You will add up the numbers and give me the sum. Okay,
I love this. This is like a Jeopardy category.
All right, here we go.
Wait. Explain it again.
No, you can't use your computer.
I'm not using my computer.
I see you typing and trackpadding all over the place.
I'm not using my computer at all. That's crazy.
Stop it. Close it. Close the lid.
Give me the...
I want to see Batman's logo.
When you
logo
say close the lid,
off.
Do you mean shut my mouth?
Yeah.
Okay. Lid is down.
Okay. So, first one, we have the... We have the Foreigner album with Urgent on it, plus the Toto album with Africa on
103.
It. 103. No!
What?
No, you have to add up the numbers that are in the titles.
So you know the titles, but you don't
eight,
know how to
eight,
do math.
Eight.
Yes, eight is right.
You know what I did? I took four,
yeah,
and I added it to the song 99 by Toto. I jumped the gun. That's what gave me 103.
So they're both called four. Is that
they're
the
both called four? Four. So was, eight. I'm on like board a, with okay. 1 point.
That was like a little tricky one.
That was easy.
They're both four.
Next
one
is those bands from the early '80s.
The Pearl Jam debut album plus
okay.
the Magnetic Fields triple album of love songs. My brother.
30.
79.
79 is correct.
Wow, I just threw it out.
10 plus 69.
Oh, you gave a hint when you said my brother.
That's right. All right, this one's a little trickier. It's the Talking Heads album with Psycho Killer plus
okay.
the Chicago album with Baby What a Big Surprise. Two albums that came out on the very same day.
Okay, that's
Christ.
I don't know.
94? Close.
95.
Go lower. It's
93.
First Talking Heads album. Think
about 77.
Yes.
Okay. Plus, Baby, What a Big Surprise. This one.
TV, it was right before Hot Space.
You mean Hot Streets?
Hot Streets, yeah.
12.
13, okay. 80. Wait a second. 90.
Close. Do you give up?
Yeah.
It's 88. Chicago 11.
Oh,
11.
Darn.
It was right there. XI.
Well, we need to Pardo here for a tell.
Yeah.
Can I have a lifeline like called Jimmy Pardo?
Jimmy Pardo, yeah. I thought he was going to be here, so I thought it was going to be. All right. This is the Rolling Stones' previous greatest hits collection, plus Daryl Hall's 85 solo album about the Happy Ending Machine.
Okay. Oh, that's
43. Is right. We got.
Because it's 40 licks and then three hearts and the Happy Ending Machine.
Yes. And finally, you might want to get out a pencil for this one.
Oh, Christ.
We nope. got...
no, what? Okay.
We got the...
you know what I'm doing? Chisholm Bop.
Oh, the Yes album with Owner of a Lonely Heart, plus Van Halen's album with Why Can't This Be Love?
Okay, that's going to be...
Oh, yeah, that's going to be...
5150 plus 90125.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
All right. And that's
I
the
gave
answer.
You the pen and paper, didn't
I? Know, the pen's not working.
Oh, sorry.
Nine... Oh, here, give me your pen. Don't say anything. I'm gonna figure this out.
Really exciting for the home listener.
90125 plus 5150. Don't say anything. Please don't say anything. 95,275.
95275, right?
95275.
And that's the zip code of, I don't know what.
Of jerks.
You're the zip code of jerks. Yes. And that's how we play Rock Math. There you go. So, yeah, you know, it's been a while since we had a game. It's been a while.
The game I have coming up is, I'm not going to say it's better than that, because that was a piece of genius.
Thank you.
But
I think it could have been a little more even-handed.
A little more even-handed.
Yeah, maybe.
Next time, maybe anything
from past 85.
Van Halen's second album, plus whoever else has two in their album. Hey, today's topic, we're back to the Rock Encyclopedia.
Yeah, Rock Solidopedia, and, volume W.
And the last time I said we're tired of waiting for Matt to pick a letter, so I said I'm going to let one of the listeners pick, and whoever the first person to email me with a letter, that would be the winner. So so we got movement in the room.
Yeah, Preston's movement. Preston's wandering around. He's going, no, actually, those aren't up for grabs. I think you can have a juicy
donut. Yeah, sure. Get a juice. Preston just went right to eat the box of Pardo cereal.
It's not a real box of cereal.
It has actually 69% of your daily
My brother. Yeah. And we will we'll get a little snack after this.
I like that he just said,
the balls on this kid.
I know. It just gets up. I'm going to eat this and I'm going to do this. So this, the letter W was picked by a listener of Never Not Funny and Rock Solid, Jason Wilcox from Seattle. Huh. I guess he picked the first letter of his last name.
Oh, I thought it was picked by our biggest fan, former President George W. Bush.
No. That guy, he does have Mascherona in his iPod.
Yes.
That's what I remember about George W. I remember that and destroying
it. And he loved jelly beans, right?
I think so.
Might have been someone else.
No, maybe not. Even that guy wasn't sure that he liked jelly beans.
That was just PR.
Do I like jelly beans, mommy? That was Richard Belzer.
Terrible version of
terrible.
Of
well,
Ronald Reagan.
That's how you have to start your Ronald. Yeah, you have to start it with well, and then go right into Richard Belzer's act from 1980. So it's letter W. Gary, you want to kick it off?
Sure, I do, man. Let's start it off right with all America's right. greatest band, Wilco. From their last album, The Whole Love, this is A Dawned on Me on Rock Solid.
I've been young, I've been old, I've been hurt and consoled. Heart of coal, heart of gold, so I've told. I've been lost, I've been found, I've been taken by the sound.
There you go. Top of that. The W's in your court, Pat Francis.
Well, I'm going to play. We played some Stones, who are celebrating their 50th anniversary this year. This band is celebrating their 48th anniversary of recorded music.
Flash in the pan.
I know. Newcomer. What are these guys doing?
Yeah.
Wannabes. But this is a song. This is their first single. I'm currently reading the songwriter's autobiography, Who Am I, by Pete Townsend.
Ah.
But this is the band's first single. This song still does it for me. I can listen to this song and it sounds brand new every time. This is I Can't Explain.
Can't explain.
Hey, down my soul, yeah.
Can't explain.
Yeah, that song. I still love that song. I can listen to that over
Timeless.
And over again. Yeah,
that's
I really
great.
Love it.
So energetic. How's that book treating you?
The book's great. You know, and it's not. He doesn't have a ghostwriter on it, or he doesn't have a Pete Townsend with.
Sure.
I mean, he might have a ghostwriter, but it mm-hmm. really sounds like he's writing it. And
with an actual ghost.
Ouch. Slam. Slam.
From the couches, Gary's son cuts him down.
Pipe it, kid.
Can't wait till he's a teenager. Trouble at the Lucy house. Yeah, the first 60 pages is just so depressing.
Ooh.
His childhood, very, rough. Very, very rough. Just the way he was treated as a kid, and yeah, just sad.
Well, at least he had his pinball to fall back on, right?
Oh, sure he did. Sure he did. Absolutely.
So while the Who and the Beatles and the Stones and the Kinks and all those people were mm-hmm. over here in America
right.
taking American rock jobs,
right?
You know what? We sent a group over to England. Who tore it up, and they weren't that popular here. They had some top 20 hits, but they were huge in England, and they were kind of like the Ramones before the Ramones. They were,
okay.
They were called the Walker Brothers, and their name was not Walker, and they were not brothers. But they were just like so enormous over there, more fans than the Beatles at the, some say, or more members in the Beatles fan club. Like, the girls love them. This is a song called The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore. You know this one.
Oh, yeah, I know this one.
Yeah. There's a new documentary called 30th Century Man about Scott Walker, the lead singer. I haven't seen it yet, but I guess it's on Sundance Channel. And he went cuckoo, you know, in the 60s and went, you know, joined a monastery and things like that. But, you know, he had some various comebacks. But then in the documentary, he's apparently, you know, recording a comeback album, and he's trying to get just the right percussion sound. So there's a scene of him like punching a pork roast, like miking it up. So really particular.
Wow. Yeah. That is particular when you start pounding meat.
That's right.
And that was originally recorded by Frankie Valli.
Is that right?
1965, absolutely.
I didn't know that.
Written by two of the members of the Four Seasons, Bob Crewe and Bob Gaudio.
Hey, save it for Jersey Boys 2.
I know that song, of course, because Neil Diamond recorded a version
nice.
Of it. Yeah, that's right.
Nice.
This next gentleman died, I think, this past year. He was a member of Fleetwood Mac, Bob Welch.
Oh, yeah.
And he was... He was on five. I still think this is an atrocity. He was on five of their studio albums. The five studio albums that came out prior to Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks joining the band.
Right.
He was the lead guitarist, co-vocalist, songwriter on those albums. And he was not inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with Fleetwood Mac.
Well, that doesn't seem right.
That doesn't seem right at all to me. So, I'm hoping that they're feeling bad about it now that the guy, you know, took his own life this past year. So
I hope he's haunting them.
Yeah, I do too. But this is from his second.
Maybe he was the ghost that was writing that.
That's right.
Maybe so.
Pete Townsend book.
So this is from his second solo album called Three Hearts. Cue it up at 24 seconds.
Hey, this could have been in your math game.
And the Happy Ending Machine.
That's right. I love that.
Deep in the depth chart.
I know.
Got your sentimental lady and your ebony eyes, but you go...
I went to Precious Love,
Precious
second
Love.
Album.
Nice.
I think I have to do a classic Matt Belknap. Be the rough,
yes.
After that soft ass shit, it's time for some real rock and roll, motherfuckers.
Who's going to come?
This is a song. I feel like I've been looking at both of your lists, and these guys aren't on there, and that's a fucking travesty.
I think
I bet I know
who it's going to be, and I didn't pick them because I thought Gary would have them.
Wu-Tang Clan?
No, that's coming later.
Okay.
I'll give a hint. Is it this?
Weezer?
No.
Is it Weezer?
No.
No?
It's the White Stripes, Donnie.
Oh, no!
How do you not have the White Stripes? And actually, what occurred to me is this should have been and could have been on our telephone episode, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
So this is a little makeup sex for rock solid fans.
Hello, operator.
I don't like this weird
Hello,
mat.
Operator.
This weird mat that just turned up.
This is from DeStyle.
I do like it.
Let's hear it.
Perfect rhythm.
Go, Meg, go.
She rocks. Move over, Bonham.
Yeah.
How fucking
awesome is that song?
The greatest drum solo of all time.
Take that, Tommy Lee, and your gyroscopic cage.
Your upside down drumming.
Roller coaster.
All right, guys, back to business. Fantastic. I just thought I should throw that in there.
Thank you, Matt. Thanks for shaking things up. We lose sight with our sometimes.
No, that was good. That was. I'm glad you interrupted with that because that is a misstep.
The verb to rook.
Mm-hmm.
This next one is a little obscure.
Wow.
Yeah. No.
Gary says
no,
that.
No, Gary.
You know we're in trouble.
But this is from like that glorious period in northern Georgia of the mid '80s. You know, there's just so much fertile ground of REM and B-52s and Pylon and what have you. This was a band that was like not even on the radar, but they had this great EP at the time with one of the scariest album covers. It was called Guest of the Staffs, like staff infection, and it was like a clown opening a door and saying hi like that. It was check it out online. Maybe I'll post it on the page. But finally there was a comprehensive collection of this band, so I was able to track down this song again because I just used to love it. They're called The Wind, and this is a song called House on Fire. Listen to this.
Let me into the house on fire. I think I can stop the flames. If you don't clear us a path to walk on, the ones alive might die today. Apologies won't help the kids. They're much too young to feel your pain. You're innocent to them.
I love that little feel like The Wind, lost to history, if not for the archaeology of rock solid.
That was cool.
Thanks.
I like that.
Hey, there you go. That won't hurt you. That's good for you.
That was catchy.
My next artist is he's a solo artist now. He used to lead that crazy whamma jamma band from Boston.
Would you call this guy a lone wolf then?
He is a lone wolf. I saw him, I probably told this story, but I saw him yell at the crowd just a couple of weeks ago at a small club in Hollywood. Told him to shut up. Thought this was a listening room, and he was telling a story. This is Peter Wolf from his 1996 album Long Line. It's the title track. Let's cue it up to 29 seconds.
Watch you in the dark. You're born alone, you die alone. You ride lonesome from the start. I've been chasing after fortune. I've been running after fame. It's like trying to paint the side of a fast moving train. It's a long line. It's a long line. It's a long line. It's a long, long.
Here's where it gets crazy.
These days are hard to figure. Let's so damn hard to
take. Oh, what the?
Oh, my God. Bottles are flying across the room.
Just buying what is fake. Last night I had a dream. And I hope it's no sign that there was no end to this long, long time.
No, this song is when he did the crazy whamma jamma dance,
oh,
Gary.
Good. Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, because it gets even crazier down the line.
Hey.
Come on, let's do it.
He's like the Dan Marino of rock or something, like the maybe the best player to never win the big
I know, yeah,
trophy.
He just keeps going.
Just so great.
Your turn.
Love that guy. Speaking of things like that, you know how like funny movies never win the Oscar for best picture?
Well, comedy's easy, drama's hard.
Exactly, right. But so I think these guys kind of like get bitten by that a little bit because, you know, some of their songs are kind of funny, or but they're so excellent. They had this run of albums in the late 90s and early 2000s, just unmatched, just in terms of like, you know, just like genres and songwriting is so good. It's a duo out of Philadelphia called Ween, and we're going to hear a song from one of those albums called White Pepper, and this is called Even If You Don't. Why don't you start a little early because it's got some... It's got some nonsense up front a little bit, but yeah.
That's unheard of for Ween to have a little nonsense.
Pure Guava, also the Mollusk, all these great ums. Chocolate and Cheese. Here we go.
That is great.
I've never given them a chance, and now I feel like I should have, because I always thought they were kind of just goofballs.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there is some definite goofiness, but they have some great songs, too.
Also, the nickname of my penis, my ween.
Your ween.
Check out my ween. It's like short for wiener.
Yeah, there's still a child in the room.
I think he's ear-muffing it right now, isn't he?
No.
All right, he's into his game.
He's choosing to ignore you.
Kyle's heard that before.
Yeah, Kyle's heard that before.
Kyle's here, everybody.
Hey, Kyle.
Silent.
Thank you for your strength.
Silent audience. To your credit, Gary, Kyle has not rolled his eyes when you've played a song yet.
Oh, really? Oh, that's great.
He's just been snickering into his sweatshirt.
Snickering into his sweatshirt.
That's, in fact, that's going to be the name of your biography, right?
Yeah, snickering. If I got to ever get a hold of that ghost.
Oh, damn you. Ghostwriter.
Hey, man, I'm going to play a song by a lady that sat right in a chair next to us on one of our early shows. Ooh. This is from Kathleen Wilhoit's second album called Shiva. Let's cue it up to 11 seconds for I Stopped Asking.
Who carved the face of the man in the moon? Who answers me? There's no one else in the room. Who tapped the waves to crash on the shore? When pride built up walls we couldn't break down anymore. Who said
hey, Kathleen.
It's nice.
Boy,
She's been threatening to record a third album on her Facebook page, and I hope that happens.
That broad can sing, yeah.
Yeah, this was way back in 2000, so 12 years, it's time. So that's all I'm saying.
Mm. Wow, that was since her last album?
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. 97, then 2000, and then Mommy Time, I guess. Acting in Mommy.
I liked having her in. She was in Roadhouse. That was great.
That's right. She's also in that Charles Bronson movie where she's like the witness that he has to protect. What is that called? It's hysterical.
Not without my witness.
Maybe.
Maybe that was it. Well, Pat, I don't have to tell you that Wire is one of the great unsung rock bands of all time. It's very influential. Their early frenetic punk rock albums. We're going to hear some second wave Wire when they came back in the mid-80s with a more electronical sound. This is a track from the album A Bell is a Cup Until It Is Struck. This is Kidney Bingos.
Kidney Bingos. Wait a minute.
Yes.
The song's called Kidney Bingo.
Kidney Bingos. Kidney Bingos. It's a popular game in Britain. You didn't play that when you were there?
Look, I like it so far, so.
Strikers like pitch backs deep to mid slides. Spice, demon shrinks, bread, drunk, dead dreams. Stretch clubs, model spikes, draw skin, black sharks. Money spies, be alone, can let bingos on fire. Money spies, be alone, can let bingos on fire.
There you go. Sounds like that.
That was Wire.
Wire.
You've had a couple of one word W bands, right? Ween, Wire. Did you have another one? Wilco.
Yeah, and I got another one coming up.
All right, cool.
Coming up, yeah.
All right, now if this is a song I guarantee you've never ever heard. This is from 1981. Many times people have asked, "What would happen?
Yes,
if I took the rhythm guitarist from Aerosmith?"
Yes.
And I put him together with the lead vocalist of the Ted Nugent Band.
What would happen?
If you took Brad Whitford and Derek St. Holmes and you put them together, you would get a band called Whitford St. Holmes. You would also get an album cover with a very sexy, attractive man and a butterface on the cover.
What would happen if you took the actor Bradley Whitford and threw him in there just for the hell of it?
I would love it. I would love it. But this is this is from 1981. This is like the perfect. I love this kind of music. This is like the perfect bridge from like 70s rock into the 80s when it was like the, you know what I mean? It's just, I don't know. I just love this. This is called, queued up at 26 seconds. This is called Every Morning. Also, by the way, when you take the rhythm guitarist from Aerosmith and the lead vocalist from the Ted Nugent Band and you put them together, you get an album that tanked. So, but nonetheless, it is a great album.
It's amazing that they were allowed to make an album. I mean, that in itself was a victory for them.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, what record executive was like, yeah, all right.
Well, they probably had a week's worth of studio time they were given, and they went in and just recorded it.
Did they bump into each other at a party or something? Or, we should do something together.
Aerosmith and Nugent probably toured together. But California Jam 78, Gary.
Cal Jam 78,
yeah, they
true.
Ran into each other.
Yeah, and I always think of Nugent as singing his own songs. When did he not...
Derek St. Holmes sings on the first three. Like, he sings Hey Baby, and he sings... the first album, he sings Everything.
Huh. Oh, yeah. Damn. I wonder what his politics are like.
I'm pretty sure the opposite of Ted's. Pretty sure they don't discuss politics. But Europe.
Well, this is a fella who, a classic English rocker from the Stiff Records label that gave us like Elvis Costello.
Ian Dury. Dury. I put an extra R in there for fun.
Nick Lowe and all those guys. And I think I have this right. I think one of our big fans... Frances Waddell, who's always on the boards and stuff. I think she was married to this guy for
a time. Also a W.
Yeah, also a W.
What the hell's going on here?
It's so crazy. I may have that wrong, but somehow that sticks out of my mind. Frances, please set us straight on that.
All right.
His name is Reckless Eric, And
what's up, Preston?
Hey, we're trying to do a thing over here. You pipe in.
This is unprecedented.
It's unprecedented.
In podcast history when is just being told to shut up.
Look, if you're listening at home, you can turn us off. You can delete it from your playlist. But to have an actual person under the age of
you're being heckled
12,
on your own show
to tell us to shut
up. Studio by your own children.
Welcome
own
to
child.
My world. Hey, you got to be reading your Shiloh. Yeah, I want two chapters.
You got to read Shiloh, buddy. You're not getting a snicky snack, as Pardo would say.
It. You got to do it. Two chapters. Come on.
Two chapters of Shiloh.
I want that book report on my desk, 9 a.m.
Yeah, that's
sharp.
Right.
Anyway.
You're going to get the back of my ween.
No.
So inappropriate.
I don't know what that meant.
You're going to get Child Protective Services will be giving this show a call.
That was bad. I take that back.
His name is Reckless Eric. I don't know if I saw it.
Reckless with a W.
Reckless with a W. And when you talk, like his classic song is called I'd Go the Whole Wide World. We're not going to hear that. Why would we hear that?
Yeah.
We could go obscure. This is one called
Have you guys seen Reckless Eric, by the way? A video game movie is so great.
I'm going to wreck it.
I love it.
Oh, and I'm going to Reckless.
Oh, and both of you, shut up.
This is called Broken Doll on Rock Solid.
Ooh, she's just a broken doll. She ain't no use at all since you've been gone. She's just a busted toy. She's no one's pride and joy. Look what you've done. Now you're gone and you just don't care. You can't wind her up, she's a broken doll. You can't wind her up all over.
That's kind of neat, right?
That's great.
Yeah. Because it kind of has a similar range as Billy Idol a little bit. Huh?
Yeah, say his name again so people know it.
Reckless Eric with a W.
That's great.
Yeah.
Just remember, I'm going to Reckless.
The songs I like that you play, Gary,
he just told me to shut up.
Oh, no.
Awesome.
Come on, sir.
Coming up, I'm taking a little... Gary, you might like her. She's like a little pixie.
Oh,
put a little wings on this lady, and she looks like she'd fly around the room and land right on your shoulder and give you a big kiss in her dominatrix gear.
Oh, I like it.
This is Jane Whelan.
Okay.
From her album called Fur, which refers to her lady parts, I'm assuming. What's up, Preston?
What's that?
I'm not even in charge of my actions. I dad it.
Okay, your dad's in charge of your actions?
Then why can't I seem to pipe you down? Read those chapters so we can go get a snack after.
Yeah. I like this. I like this parenting. Jane Whelan from her album, Fur, which
yeah,
I said refers to her lady parts. We're going to cue it up at 35 seconds for a little Rush Hour.
I love the Rush Hour. Ooh, you send me.
Another Matt Belknap interruption,
eruption.
Shut up.
What the?
Uh-oh.
Oh,
didn't work.
Great interruption. A lot of editing Matt's going to have to do.
This is another Jane Whelan song that I love. It's
great.
I think people should hear this one, too.
Yeah.
It's called Blue Kiss.
Right, I remember this.
What's this called?
Blue Kiss.
Blue Kiss. This is that album where she's wearing, like, the yellow suit, I think?
I don't own this. I got to go buy it right now.
This is back-to-back Whelan. Two for Saturday, even though it's Sunday.
Yeah, I don't know why you can't get the day right.
What's today?
$1.29, buying it right now.
Wow.
Yeah, Yeah, she's great. If we didn't mention, she was from the Go-Go's. She is
from the Go-Go's. And you know what? We should try to get her on the show, because I bet we could.
And you might remember her from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, where she played...
Joan of Arc.
Exactly.
I like on the Behind the Music when the other band members found out that Jane and I think Charlotte Caffey were making more money than them.
Ooh.
Because they were writing all the songs.
Right.
Too bad.
Too bad for you.
I think that was one of the reasons they broke up. They were not happy about that. They thought it should be an equal partnership. Yeah, then put pen to paper. Shut your yapper. Good interruption, Matt.
Yeah, I just like that song, and I like Rush Hour too, but that's I'm glad you've never heard it. I'm glad I could introduce that to you.
No, thank you. Thank you much. I'm going to play a song now that is
It's your turn, sir.
Well, wait.
Wait your turn.
Table that.
Sir.
Oh, you're right. I forgot. It bounced back to him, and then I thought it was me, but it's Gary.
Don't I get a Jane Wheedland song?
Sorry, Gary. Triple shot.
If you can find a third
Jane Wheedland song.
By all means.
This is not, sadly. This is a song that you might remember from Beavis and Butthead. They used to like to watch this one a lot. I think they're from Sweden or something. They're called Whale. And I think you'll recognize this, especially when the girl starts singing. It is called Hobo Humpin' Slobo Babe. Remember, she had red hair and braces, the girl? Now anything?
No. The most I could say is that bass line sounds like something the Beastie Boys would have sampled.
Yeah. This chick, she like sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, she sucks. She sucks. She sucks.
Yeah, she's like a whale. I'd like to like put it in her blowhole.
Okay.
Still a child in the room.
Their album was called We Care. There was always so many copies of this at any used record store.
Yeah.
People, yeah, I like that song.
Yeah, it's in the cut out bin. It's in the cut out bin.
Like no one bought it.
It still's got a certain energy.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Anyway.
Yeah. You.
What year was that from?
I'm going to say 97 or something.
Yeah. Your Johnson would fit in at 33 and a third. Yeah.
I'm going to play a song from 84. This song has been talked about, I think, on many times on Never Not Funny, possibly many times here. I don't know if you've ever heard it, but this is Whitesnake with Slide It In.
Okay.
You talk too much, never say what's on your mind. It's written on your face. I'm in the world.
The top is the bass. It's confusing, but...
It is confusing, because I think the top is the top
the
of
tip.
Your,
That's yeah. the tip. The tip and the bass are...
So he doesn't say, I'm going to slide it in right to the tip. I'm going to slide it in.
He's got an incredibly long head.
Yeah, it's a very strange song.
I thought that was about, like, buying Doritos out of a vending machine with a dollar, and it just...
Right to the top.
Rejects it back out.
A4.
Okay, that was great, Gary. My next song did I do it again? It's Thursday, right?
Oops, you did it again.
Ooh. I did it again.
You just have to hold right on there, sir, because we got to hear something from a lady from Louisiana, from her classic album, Car Wheels on a Gravel Road. This is the first song on that album, I believe it's called...
Lucinda Williams?
Exactly.
Yay.
Right in time. Here it is.
Not a day goes by, I don't think about you. You left your mark on me. that's permanent, a tattoo pierces the skin and the blood runs through.
Love her so much.
That's great.
Sexy. So nice.
She walks that line of country and kind of alternative.
Really. Yeah, kind of alternative country.
Someone that's everyone. No one ever says, ugh, listen to Williams. I don't want to be a tattletale, but unless that Shiloh book is on a DS, someone's not reading one page of that.
Preston,
I
did read
it. You read it?
Two chapters. What page are you on?
Six.
Busted. Come on, man. Just get your reading.
Is this more of your rock math game?
I just forgot what page I was on.
All right.
Okay.
We'll get back to
Come on, man. All right. You're being a good boy. I'm sorry.
It's my fault.
This is not fun for kids.
No, really? I really should have brought Charlie. Now I realize anything goes in
anything
the studio.
Goes here. Wah, wah. Shut up.
Pat, snitches get stitches, by the way.
I ain't no rat. You calling me a rat?
That was bull. Bull-ass of you to do that, Pat.
We both looked at each other, looked at him, and then went, oh, brother.
All right.
Okay, this is my last song that I have a playout song. But before that, I just want to remind everyone, this is going up Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And in 2 days, please listen and watch the Podcast-a-thon 2012. It's our fourth year. We're trying to raise money again for Smile Train. So please check us out. Lots of big guests. Lots
of podcast.com. Podcast.com to watch and donate.
Noon to midnight on the West Coast. 3 p.m. to 3 a.m. on the East Coast. It's
November 23rd.
It's one of the things I'm most proud of that I do every year. That and taking care of my lady. So it's those are it's neck and neck. But
sorry, jackass.
I know. This is my dude. I played him on the last show with his band Bad English, and now I'm talking like Springsteen. This is John Waite from his album When You Were Mine, title track, 17 seconds in.
Sweet 17 in summertime, drunk on elderberry wine. Laughing in the cornfields, taking our sweet time. The world was ours together, and all the things we had were cast up in the future, baby. How could things turn out bad? Now I ain't waiting for those days to return. You showed me what love was. I had such a lot to learn.
That sounded kind of nice.
Thanks. Yeah, that's that was the second after Bad English disbanded. He went in a more acoustic based solo career, and I think those albums are his best albums. So that's my opinion.
I never realized before that like Gin Blossoms kind of sound like that.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, kind of.
Maybe vocally, there's a parallel.
Yeah, maybe.
The Gin Blossoms penmanship? How does that compare?
You mean if they write the lyrics out for you?
Yeah, they write the lyrics out.
I don't know. I'm not really sure.
But they're jealous. But they're jealous. Maybe.
Hey, we're going to do something we've never done show.
Oh, well, you know what? I guess I started it and I guess.
Oh, do you know? Do you have another one?
Gary's not done yet.
I keep robbing it from you all day long, Gary.
Yeah, well, I did. You know, I sort of started two shows in a row.
You know why, Gary? In my head now, for some reason today, every time it's your turn, in my head, I hear two words. Shut up.
Shut up.
I'm sorry, Gary.
That's fine. No, I had a couple, but I'll just play one more. This is a great British jangle pop band of the 80s from their album George Best, named after the great soccer player. They're called The Wedding Present. Have you ever heard of The Wedding Present?
I never did.
Oh, well, then I think you're in for a treat. David Gedge, singer, is that from The Lost Pandas?
Still
anyway, nope. Okay. Nope. Wedding Present. This is called My Favorite Dress on the W Show.
I like the symbol there.
Yeah. Symbolism.
Sometimes these words just don't have to be said. I know how you both feel. The heart can roll the head. Jealousy is an essential part of love. The hurting here below and the emptiness above. There's always something left behind.
Chicka-weena, chicka-weena, chicka-weena. Anyway, wedding present. Thank you very much for indulging me with that, Matt Franzl's
little bird. That was cool.
Yeah. Cool. Glad you like it. Any more will there be any more Matt Belknap interruptions before
I don't have a playout because we're doing something else for the playout, so I feel remiss in not giving it up for these guys from, especially after Hurricane Sandy probably wreaked havoc on their hometown of Staten Island.
Shaolin, yeah.
Shaolin's underwater right now. This is, as we mentioned before, this is the Wu-Tang Clan. This is from their third album, I believe, The Iron Flag. This is called Rules.
Oh, you hoes, be crying for these bitches. Oh, you niggas, be crying for these hoes.
No fans, clusty, pulling up gas.
Double barrel.
Blew up the burner, kind of dusty. Back home, just
bring it to them, Bravo. Partner, take it from the bullshit chamber.
The place been many brothers I be sparking in big shots. All in a block that stays hot.
If you fuck with who, we got to fuck with you.
Who the fuck knocked our buildings down? Who the man behind the World Trade Massacre? Step up now. Where the four planes at, huh? And you would say, bitch, fly that shit over my head and get blowing a bit. No disrespect, that's where I rest my head. I understand you gotta rest your
language.
That's Wu-Tang. I forgot how that song started. That's great. It's so
nothing
awesome
to fudge with.
So great. I'm so glad Preston can't hear this.
anyway. And now it's time for a rock solid.
Now, yeah, well, it's
long distance dedication.
It's a long distance dedication. We had a listener who let us know that him and his girlfriend recently broke up, and that this was one of the things they did together. She actually introduced him to our podcast, and her name was Andrea. Still is Andrea. Mm-hmm. But this is a request from Nicholas Gullickson. He wanted me to play this song for her and for him. This is one of their favorite songs. And so this is Led Zeppelin, Fool in the Rain on Rock Solid.
See you guys next week.
Thanks for listening.
Like us on Facebook. Bye. Follow us on Twitter. Bye-bye.
Bye.